see the same thing every year.
Yeah.
Does it get old?
It doesn't ever get old, that's for sure. I mean, to be able to represent the Cleveland Browns at the Pro Bowl is something that would never get old.
Talk about, I mean, be able to have that reputation when you're not on national TV very much. What does that say about it? People
thinking. It's really humbling to have the respect of your opponents and the coaches that you go against every week, and for being on a team that's not quite so successful, to still get that type of respect is something that, when you reflect on it, is really humbling.
When you hear that you're now one of five players to make the first 10 Pro Bowls in a career, the other four guys were in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame, does it hit you that, I mean, we've asked you this question in previous years, but the fact that, you know, someday you might be in Canton putting on a gold jacket?
Well, when I started my career here in Cleveland, that was probably my top individual goal. That was kind of at the top of the mountain. Climbing through, just being a starter, getting to the Pro Bowl, being an All-Pro, and then having a Hall of Fame career. So it was always a goal, I think, and it's not really something that I'll probably reflect on until something like that might happen. But I think obviously making the Hall of Fame would be the ultimate individual accomplishment in our sport, and it's something that very few people are ever able to experience.
How many of these Pro Bowls would you trade for a playoff run?
That's a great question. I am not sure. But
one in reserve?
One in reserve. So nine playoffs and one Pro Bowl? Or how does the trade-off work? I haven't seen the map key there. Yeah. I don't know. I think that obviously making a Pro Bowl is really special, but having the team success that you can share with your brothers that you work every single day of the season with and in the off season would be something that probably impossible to quantify, because it's something that would be so special and something that we're still working towards every single day. And it's easy to say that you'd give up a Super Bowl ring for Pro Bowls any day.
What do you know about those four other guys?
I'm sorry. I think I said that the other way around. You'd give up the Pro Bowls for the Super Bowl ring any day.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
What do you know about those four other guys that have had that 10 in a row?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you said that, because a couple years ago, my agent sent me the list after I think I made 8 Pro Bowls in a row, and there was maybe 15 guys on there. And you kind of look through those names, and some of them are obviously very recognizable guys that you remember watching growing up, like Barry Sanders. And then obviously I didn't watch Lawrence Taylor, but one of the greats of all time, of course. And then there's guys like Mel Renfro, and you're like, I wonder who that guy is. And then you look it up, and you're like, wow, this guy was an absolute stud. And so it's really special to be part of such a small group that includes some modern players, but also some guys that maybe my father or my grandfather grew up watching. And to be on that list, like I said, it's humbling right now, and it's something that you can't really even reflect on for probably many years.
How difficult is it for you to maintain the same level of play? I mean, we've talked to you in the past about playing through injuries, pulls, tears, all that kind of stuff. This year you haven't been able to practice, but you're able to play on Sunday. Just the physical toll it takes on you, and yet you're still the premier player at your position.
Playing 10 years at any position takes a physical toll on your body, and you definitely don't feel very good on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and every year you get older, you feel worse and for longer. So it's kind of a sobering thought, but I think as a competitor, you still always keep that thought in your mind, like, I'm going to do everything I possibly can, and I'm going to block everything else out to be able to go out there on Sundays and give my team the best chance to win. And I think that's kind of been my motivation forever. And I think it's always superseded any injuries or any other things that's going on in the locker room. And I think that's one of the things that's kind of helped keep me motivated and focused through 10 seasons.
Do you compare how you play now to how you did either as a rookie or 5 years in?
It's hard to do that, I think, because, you know, in our business, difference between great and good and crappy is probably only a couple plays here and there. So I think that I reflect back on the things I didn't know when I was a younger player and how much smarter and better I am than I was when I was a younger player, because you just start to understand the concept so much better and you're able to react so much quicker. So I reflect on that, maybe not necessarily as much of outcome or performance, because a lot of times the variabilities there have a big impact on how you play necessarily from game to game. He goes on both sides. He rushes over both tackles, and even sometimes they'll move him inside and he'll rush inside.
So what makes him special?
Well, I think as far as rookies go, he's the most polished pass rusher that I've ever seen. His ability to use his hands, and he's got a natural instinct about counter pass rush moves and using his hands to beat an offensive lineman that you don't really see out of rookies. I mean, he looks like an eight-year vet out there, the way he tries to get after the quarterback. And then another thing that always stands out when you watch him is just the effort that he plays with.
You know, we always talk about rookies miss time or whatever, how detrimental it can be. Here's a guy who missed significant time in the holdout.
Yeah.
I mean, is it scary how good he is?
Well, it's interesting if you consider the different positions you play. If you're a lineman or, you know, quarterback, receiver, some of those positions that really takes a lot of chemistry and timing, and there's a lot of nuance to it. It certainly is really difficult to come in when you've missed time. But fortunately for him, when you're a pass rusher, there's really not a lot that you miss when you're not there. It's like, hey, go get the guy with the quarterback and do what you've been doing since you were 12 years old. Or when you're a cornerback, if you're playing man coverage, you got that guy. Just go be a better athlete than him. And so missing time is not necessarily a big deal for guys that play that position, which is good for him because he's able to come in and play at a Pro Bowl level, you know, as soon as he gets in shape, basically.
What do you think about the league moving the Pro Bowl around different locations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This year it's going to be in Orlando mm-hmm. instead of Florida.
Yeah. Well, I think if you pulled 100 NFL players that were at the Pro Bowl, all 100 would say they wish it was in Hawaii. Unfortunately, the business side of things often trumps what the players get to vote on, and so the players don't really have any say in it, but we definitely love it when it's in Hawaii.
Joe, how are you at dodgeball?
Oh, great question. Thanks for bringing that up, Tony. I am excellent at dodgeball, 10-time Pro Bowler, going back to middle school. But actually, that was, not to take any credit, but I'm taking credit here. That was one of my suggestions to spice up the Pro Bowl a little bit, was to do skills challenges that aren't specific to your position. Like, I thought it would be really funny to make fat O-linemen try to throw a football or catch a football, or make quarterbacks, you know, have a long drive contest, or make them lift weights or do stuff that's maybe out of their comfort zone. I said people would tune in and watch it, like dodgeball. I think people are going to watch that. They're going to be interested to see what's going on.
Did you actually bring up dodgeball, or is that what they came around to?
I don't remember saying dodgeball. I remember being on a conference call with the NFL, and I had a lot of ideas, you know, bowling on the beach. I thought long drive contests, you know, quarterback competition with linemen. Dodgeball wasn't my idea. I think somebody else said that one, but I still think it's pretty fun. Oh, boy, I want to say it was Anna Isaacson's from the NFL, but I'm not exactly positive on that. We had a couple conference calls with the NFL going back to the last couple of years about what we can do to make the Pro Bowl more exciting, and that was kind of something that the players have been talking about was, hey, let's bring back the skills challenge. The reason they dropped it was because they didn't want somebody getting hurt. Well, if we're not going out and running fast and playing football, we're not going to get hurt, you know, in a long drive contest, or like if I'm throwing a football, I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Have you gone each of your previous nine? You never skipped one, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Why is that? You just like the vacation?
Free vacations are awesome. I mean, I'm sure you guys know what that's like, but no, I think it's truly, I'm kind of in the Peyton Manning school of thought where it's a great honor to be voted to the Pro Bowl. It's a great honor to be able to represent your city and your team, to wear that helmet in the game. And I think it's important for the NFL and the players to show up and give your best effort every single year, and don't come up with phantom injuries just because you don't feel like being there.
And are you still in favor of a game being played? Would you rather just have the skills?
Yeah, I'm still in favor of a game being played. I mean, they still get several million people that tune in, and you know, it's become in vogue since Roger Goodell brought it up about 6 or 7 years ago to bash the quality of play because guys aren't selling out trying to kill each other, but that's the way the Pro Bowl has been for a long time, and it's only recently that people have made a big deal about it. And that's the way all the All-Star games are, except for baseball, because there's no contact. But in pro basketball at the All-Star game, they're not trying to kill each other. They're out there to have fun, and people show up because it's entertainment. And that's what the Pro Bowl is. It's entertainment. It's not two teams trying to murder each other like you do in the regular season. But that's why I think, going back to the skills challenge, I think that's why it's a great idea. Make it fun. Make it entertaining. Fans will watch. Don't make it about, let's make this a gladiator competition and try to kill each other, because it'll never be that.
I think we had this conversation last year or the year before. Didn't you say you didn't watch the Pro Bowl when you were college?
Yeah, I never really watched the Pro Bowl. There's a lot of million people that watch it. I just wasn't one of them.
And what about the idea of having like a 2-week break in the middle of the season and having it like Major League Baseball or an NBA?
Yeah.
I
don't think it has been, because I think you would kind of break up the flow of the season and guys would get rusty. And what would you do for that 2 weeks? Would it be like training camp all over again, or would the guys be off? The coaches would hate it if they didn't have the guys for 2 weeks. Players would love it, but then they would come back rusty. And then I think if you did it during the season, there would be even less people that want to play, because when you still have a season to play, the chances of getting injured would be not the chances would be higher, but the risk, if you did get injured, to hurt the rest of your season would be greater. So I don't see it ever happening during the season.
Are you hoping that Peter LaFleur and White Goodman will be either coaching or participating in the dodgeball competition?
I hope so. I think it can be a lot of fun. I hope they bring out all the guys from dodgeball, get them all in costumes, and have some fun with it. I think they could do. I think they could come up with a lot of great ideas that people would tune in and watch that were just purely entertainment.
Did you watch Gladiators? American Gladiators?
I did. I love that show. It was awesome.
It was
a really awesome show. I want to say like Nitro.
How about your female side?
You know, I can't remember. That was like 25 years ago. So.
What was your favorite competition?
The one where they got to shoot the tennis balls at everybody. And then the one where the poor guys had to get to the little bin. They had to throw the ball in there. And those big gladiators would just pummel the crap out of them. I mean, that was really fun. I forget what they were all called, but they were good shows.
Yeah, Earl Nelson has a record, 14 in a row.
Yeah, well, that's impressive.
You got 5 years left in the...
I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't count on it. I don't know what the line is in Vegas. But. Oh, one other thing that I said for the Pro Bowl that they should do for a skills competition that would be awesome and people would love it is a three-point competition. Everybody in an NFL locker room, they love basketball. They all grew up playing basketball. They would die to have a three-point competition and a home run derby. I think that would be so fun.
I like that idea, man.
Yeah, long drive, home run derby, three-point contest. You know, you could do like the jet ski race that they did in like some of those competitions. Yeah, the network stars. I mean, there's lots of things they could do, and you just got to move away from selling fans that these are the best of the best trying to kill each other for nothing, really.
So if Roger Goodell had an opening for a personal assistant to spice up the Pro Bowl, are you going to
take
that job?
Well, I don't know if I want to be his personal assistant, but I would definitely take his job on making the Pro Bowl more exciting. Oh, hey, up there. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the big picture stuff, I don't have a lot of time to think about. I don't waste a whole lot of my brain power on that because I've got very little brain power left. So I just kind of focus on what we're doing this week. And it's even hard for me to remember from week to week what I'm doing. So... I think the big picture stuff maybe is something I'll reflect on when I'm retired in several years and then come ask me that.
Hugh said to us, when we were talking to him today, said even he has to stop and remind himself that I'm coaching Joe Thomas, one of the greatest to ever play the game. And, you know, some of the young guys within the locker room today might not appreciate playing next to you, but 5-6 years down the road, that's when it's going to hit them. What does that mean to you when your head coach talks about, even he has to pause and recognize that he's coaching a great player?
Yeah. It's really humbling because obviously Hugh's been around the NFL for a really long time. And like I said, those are things you kind of reflect on later on. And I hope right now I just have the opportunity to make my teammates laugh a little bit and keep them focused here down the stretch. And then maybe someday they can, have a couple beers with me. Talk about other stuff.